Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is Friday the 20th of May, and we were just talking off the air with the superintendent of Marysville Public Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman, about the fact that this school year is almost over, isn't it, Sean?
It is. As a matter of fact, our senior class, our class of 2022, are really excited. Their last day of school is a week from today. They will actually be able to have their honors program June 2nd coming up. Students from the class of 2022 will be recognized and awarded scholarships. They'll be given over $1 million in scholarships that night. And then on June 5th, Sunday at 2:30, will be commencements.
Wow. It all comes up so quickly, doesn't it?
It does. And I'll tell you what, we're excited.
Well, a year ago, we were talking about, even just a year ago, you know, can we have a safe commencement? Is it going to be outside, inside? All those things that, you know, here we are with what has really been as close to a normal school year as we've seen in a while.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year, to say the least. You know, one thing I'll also say is we won't have to have five different commencements with everybody socially distanced, separated away from each other and everything. So that's actually another good thing, or to actually have everybody there in the stadium. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate and enjoy one commencement.
Yeah, that'll be very nice. What else going on in the district?
Well, we've got a special summer day camp program that we're going to put on again this year. Our executive director of special education and state federal programs, Carrie Smith, is the one who's coordinating the entire program and everything. We're really excited about it. All of our kids in the district, kindergarten, I believe, through eighth grade, will be able to participate, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, Carrie, good morning. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Good morning. Yes, we are very excited to bring back our summer day camp. It's a free opportunity for students. Like Dr. Whiteman had shared, our developmental kindergarten can take part in it as well through eighth grade. Anybody who is currently enrolled in Marysville Public Schools, it's free. There's breakfast and lunch. We had a lot of good feedback last year from parents. It's exciting. Teachers are really looking forward to coming back and teaching some really exciting things. We have a lot of different opportunities, from basketball to robotics to crafts. So it kind of is something for everyone.
How is it different from summer school? In other words, you know, yes, these kids are going to be going to school in the summer, but it's not like regular school, is it?
Right. No, that's a good point. So the children are learning through hands-on experiences. Also, they're really working on social-emotional learning. So during the pandemic, you know, we were shut off from people for a little bit, and we saw that with our youngest learners. And so it gives them an opportunity to get with peers, not have the intensity of schoolwork, and really have fun. They had a lot of fun last summer. And so throughout this school year, we got a lot of feedback from parents wanting, you know, asking if it was going to be back. And they're really excited to hear that we're bringing it back.
I bet they are. But the kids are excited because, like you said, it's fun for them. But this is a huge benefit for parents too, isn't it?
It is. And this year we're incorporating something new that we're very excited about. We are going to bring in field trips. So we wanted to expand the learning opportunities for our students, and so we're going to incorporate things that they don't get around here. So one of our ideas was to go to the Detroit Institute of Art, the Detroit Zoo, Henry Ford, Greenfield Village, things that they don't see around here, just to really expand on those learning opportunities for our kids.
That's fantastic. How do parents get their kids enrolled in this?
So everyone is welcome. Last year we did an opt-out, just, hey, everybody is able to attend on any days that they can. We're going to run with very much the same this year. It's flexible. Parents will sign up for certain weeks, right? So we know parents take vacations and things like that. So if you can only attend the first 2 weeks, that's okay. If you want to attend all six, that's okay too. And we have some that take their July and attend the weeks in August. So it's very flexible for parents. It's a half day, 9 to noon, and it runs through just after July 4th, so July 5th through August 11th.
Okay. Anywhere that you can slip extra learning in is important, isn't it?
It is. You know, and a nice thing about this, too, is, you know, the powerful learning experiences that come in to this whole thing, you know, with getting an opportunity to leave the area, to go explore and experience things in a different place, you know, down in the Detroit metropolitan area, is a great thing for our students. And it's also an opportunity for them to kind of enjoy something different. And we're looking forward to the program.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program.
Yes, we're very excited.
Good deal. Well, like I said, it's the end of the school year. How would you characterize this school year, Sean?
For the most part, I think it's been a very successful school year. We did have some issues with regards to COVID in some areas, but for the most part and everything, I believe the staff has been very successful with students in the classroom and everything. Our students have been very productive from what it is that we're seeing right now with some of our end-of-the-year assessments that we're conducting right now. We're right now in the process of preparing for next year with hiring some staff members. We do have a few employees that will be retiring and putting together a budget. And hopefully we'll be able to get that budget done and ready by June 30th. That's my deadline, or our deadline. Throughout the state, every school district has to have one. And I'm hopeful that the state will be able to provide us some additional funding for our schools this fall.
It would be nice if the state could align its budget deadline with your budget deadline, because you're having to put together a budget while they're still putting together a budget at the state level.
Yeah, it's always a challenge every year, especially when the different chambers are having some challenging conversations, and they're going to have to work through that. I'm hopeful that they can get that done within the next few weeks. But we'll have to wait to see.
Anything else going on this summer in terms of capital improvements or anything like that in the district?
We do have a number of projects underway. We have some roofing projects that are going to be taking place. We have some resurfacing projects that will be taking place in our middle school, and even, I believe, at Gardens Elementary School. We have, of course, some improvements in the areas of carpeting and painting and things like that. So the summer months we don't stop working. I mean, we continue to work and everything to get everybody prepared for coming in for the beginning of the year.
Well, an exciting time of year, especially as you say goodbye to all those graduates, and especially all those scholarships they'll be taking with them. That's huge.
It is. And, you know, we're looking forward to them. I know that it's been a long, long haul for them for the past 2.5 years for our senior class. You know, they've gone through an entire pandemic. But again, you know, they had an opportunity for the most part this year to have a real normal year. Yeah. And wrapping it up and celebrating at commencements coming up in the next few weeks is, I think, going to be a perfect ending.
Absolutely. John, good to see you. Appreciate you coming in. Carrie, nice to have you here as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
thank you.
It's 19 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this finally Friday morning.